My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss funerals, Facebook, and photos. And is this an interrogation? Listen and enjoy.
I hate to die in your family. Give me a casket and a can of gas, and then leave.
Try to open up one of her closets. There's a good chance you'll die on the spot.
We don't have enough money. We just throw them in the dryer. Yeah.
You rake your leaves during the fall? No, we save them.
Grandma's looking a little peaked.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's the cola, not in this basement.
Uh-oh.
This is a Diet Sierra Mist. That's what brings people together. Get your Coca-Cola out of here. Right. Mr. Davin Demand.
I've gone to the dark side.
The right-wing cola.
Right. In Joe's America, everybody's drinking cola.
You ain't drinking cola.
None of that RC frou-frou cola either.
No. Good old-fashioned real-life Coca-Cola.
Right. Anyway. Okay. I go, I understand what you're saying. What type of funeral would you like to have? You there? She goes, a simple one like yours. I go, okay. She goes, how are you able to upload that picture you I go, how are you able to upload that picture you posted on Facebook? I guess you're busy.
Where did she post it?
On my personal page.
Oh, I believe.
And what picture was that?
It was a picture of her looking good.
Oh, yeah. It was like your personal FB ghetto where she won't let anybody else go?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. She was looking attractive with the white tank top and the bosoms. She had herself all done up. Hmm. Yes. Good looking girl. So I ask her that. She goes, I'm not the internet. Keep losing it. I go, okay. She goes, I did it at a friend's PC when I visited her. I go, cool. She goes, the phone I'm using getting spoiled. Some of the keys are not working well. I go, uh-oh. Which keys? She goes, did you like the picture? And then she says, I find it hard pressing M. I go, I did. Very pretty. When is it from?
She's pressed M for money several times.
Moolah.
It's been getting easier by the week. Be a lot of
she wore it out.
Yeah.
More money.
Else.
Yep, exactly.
Oops. The other guy she's beasted during the day.
It's starting to stick now.
She asked me if I liked it. I go, it did very pretty. When's it from? She took it at Granny's birthday. I go, when was that? She goes, a couple of weeks ago. I go, oh, you never told me. She goes, yeah, I know. I wanted to surprise you.
What?
I go. Well, it was a surprise, but you could have told me about Granny's birthday. Nice to hear good things for you. What camera did you use? She goes, use the phone. I go. Yours? She goes, a friend's phone. I go, nice. See how you able to load? Nice. So how are you able to load it from your friend's phone onto your other friend's PC? She goes, the same person who has the telephone and PC. I go, oh, very cool. Well, it was a lovely picture, and it was nice that you have access to a PC. What is his or her name? She goes, I don't have access to a PC. I went there to upload the picture, but I can see you don't like it. I go, why do you say that? A bunch of
what?
Question marks. She goes, I feel you are interrogating me about a simple picture. I go,
touchy all of a sudden.
All the shit you put her through.
Oh, I know.
The damn picture is the one that got her.
I don't know, Joe. Maybe she's like the black woman in Times Square. She had a bad day.
Taking a picture? Are you taking a picture of me?
That was like the damned onions with me and the fat horse challenge. Everything you ate.
This is the one.
You're calling
onions?
No boss on this? Really?
Really.
Have some more kibble. Yeah. She goes, I feel you're interrogating me about a simple picture. I go, you have a guilty conscience.
Yeah.
I did no such thing. She goes, I don't know why I should have nothing to hide about the picture. Why should I have a guilty conscience? I go, I do not know. I was making conversation with you, and you feel like it's an interrogation. Apparently now I can't ask you things. Whatever. With all I have going on, this is the last thing I need. And that's what she said to me a couple of days ago. With all that she had going on, this is the last thing I need.
That's hilarious. You moo-goo motherfucker.
She goes, okay. I go, yes, the passive-aggressive Belinda, okay, which means I'm going to let you be butthurt, and I will not say a thing, and I will internalize it. How wonderful.
Boy, you turned that around. You were passive-aggressive for the past 15 minutes.
Right, and then Jesus. 1 second, and
slap. Boy, you're the pot calling the kettle black, no pun intended.
Oh, no, don't go there, Joe.
There'll be no Sierra Mist out of that kettle.
Yeah.
She asked, what is the data entry entity called? Remember, I tried to give her a job off Ghana Craigslist.
Oh, that's right.
I go, what? I go, I sent you the link. I thought you did not want the job. She goes, can't look at it on the phone. What is it called? I go, I do not know. Once you said you were not interested, I did not contact them. Now you're interested? They make payments through Liberty Reserve every Monday. She goes, no, but I know someone who will be. Is it still available? I go, they're hiring lots of people, I believe. Why would they take it and you would not? She goes, I enjoy the dressmaking and fashion. I go, I enjoy stand-up comedy, but I do a lot of different things to pay the bills, as we've established.
Smack.
It's called work, not fun. And Joe's gonna.
Fake Davin's pimp hand is strong.
It's called work, not fun. I better get going. She goes, she goes, good luck. I go, with what? She goes, with work. I go, oh, thank you. I appreciate it. She goes, bye then. I go, bye. She goes, in case you don't see me online, it doesn't mean I don't want to talk to you. It's just that I can't afford the airtime. And actually, in this time, she did not use an M for a time. She used an N. So maybe there's some truth. Airtime. Well played.
Nice.
I go, I understand. Maybe I can call you next Sunday. She goes, okay, good night. I go, good night. She goes, to Naro? Hey, yeah, you know what? I'm just picking this up.
Look at this up.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right, very well played. I go, no, next week. Maybe around 1 or 2 in the afternoon. She goes, okay, I will be expecting your call. Okay, we will talk about it this week. I will probably need your number again. With all the numbers, I could probably call you next Saturday night, your time, but it would be very late. She goes, Taut, you couldn't call. What happened all of a sudden? I go, stop interrogating me!
Turn the old tables on
it. Sherry says, nunny grand.
I go, okay. She goes, okay, so what happened all of a sudden? I go, stop interrogating me!
You little bitch.
What an asshole.
I know! I'm not even her. I'm annoyed with you right now, fake Davin.
She goes, okay. I'll be traveling, so it is easier to make calls. She goes, where are you traveling to? I go, stop interrogating me!
Yes! Ass.
Oh, I'm sorry. The woman that just asked me for money for sewing lessons doesn't want to work, and I'm the ass. What else? She goes, okay, I apologize for saying you were interrogating me.
Oh, she finally got it.
Yeah, or actually she wrote knee. She's very consistent with this.
Interrogating me.
I go, okay, I'll be going to Virginia for work and hopefully to see Richard as well. I got to go. Have a nice night. Now, this is when Joe and I were going on, we were having our little spat. And we were working together down in Virginia.
Oh.
And, of course, Joe is Richard El Dorado. So if I had to make a call there, and Stupid is talking in the background, well, that's just all good old Richard El Dorado.
And what was this? When we were at the gig?
When we were going down. This is leading up to that gig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is the week before go to that.
Oh, right. My God.
Ooh, boy, what a week that was.
No wonder he was in a mood. Stop interrogating me!
Yeah, really.
All right, so that's pretty much it.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.